You are now listening to Coach with your host, Kyle Terrell. The best place to go for teaching you how to train your body into the condition you've always wanted.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this bonus episode. So what I do every Thursday is I record on Instagram Live, and I'll do a live video about 9 or 10 minutes, and then I put that on IGTV as well, so it's saved, so you can always go back and review it. And then I also put that on this podcast, so if Instagram isn't something that you do, that's totally fine. That way you can still get the content that I'm putting out there on the Instagram Live. And so I'm going to release these every Thursday, as I mentioned before. Today's topic, oh, by the way, I call this Net Fit and Chill Thursdays, so just a little pun for you. And what I'm going to be talking about today is how weights or lifting weights is actually the key to weight loss and really the key to a lot of your health. But specifically, I do talk about weight loss in this episode and how if you are one of those people that kind of has bobbled your weight back and forth and you can just never stay consistent with it, can't figure it out, then this episode is definitely for you. Again, you can tune in to Instagram Live every Thursday or view my IGTV as well. On my Instagram, my name on there is Kyle Sometimes Fitness. So it's Kyle _sometimes_fitness. I do want to remind you guys, I have free guides available. So if you go to my Instagram page, click on that link. There are two free guides available, and one is a master trainer nutrition list. The other one is basically actually related a lot to this episode. It talks about how to get the best bang for your buck in the gym and just what exercises are the most influential and successful to changing your body. So go ahead and download those free guides, and I hope you guys enjoy this episode. So today's topic I'm going to get into is why lifting weights is the key to weight loss. And so I think this is very confused. It's been confused for a long time. As long as I've been training, I always hear most people are doing basically 3 to 4 days of cardio per week. And that's what they, so basically we flip-flop. So you go, you know, up 1 week, you're doing four bouts of cardio. So 4 days a week. The other week you stop doing it. It's just, you're very, very inconsistent. So we're kind of just doing this. And so what happens is this, and so this, I'm going to break down cardio versus using weights. Okay. So this is how it works. So why weights are the key to weight loss. Okay. Your body is very intelligent. And so it will respond to the stress that you put on it through nutrition, through cardio, through weight training. And so, you know, most people have had success. So if you say, look, I want to lose 20 pounds, then naturally the normal person is going to go do cardio. That's just because it does burn the most calories versus weight training. So you get the most bang for your buck calorie wise. But hold on a minute. So this is where I'm going with this. So if you've ever lost weight doing cardio, 15, 20 pounds, whatever it is, say you do that and then you stop immediately, what happens? Well, what happens is you gain it all back, because what happens is cardio, your body starts treating it like a drug. And so what I mean by that is if it doesn't get its fix, then it's just going to revert. It's going to revert back to what it used to be, because you don't have any lean muscle or lean tissue, in other words, supporting the structure of your metabolism. And so this is where weight training comes in. So the advantage of weight training is this. So you're able to lose any excess fat or calories more efficiently over time. And that's due to you building lean tissue across the entire body. And so I think a lot of people are scared of this, especially women, because women, they don't want to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Because who the heck wants to look like Arnold? Well, I promise you, you're not going to accidentally fall into looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's just not going to happen for you. I hate to break it to you. I've been trying for years, and I have not been able to become Arnold Schwarzenegger despite all my efforts. So that's kind of how this happens.
is it's all mindset. And we get so stuck on looking at the number on the treadmill, which is probably not accurate to begin with, and we don't look at all the other functions of the body. Okay, so weight training just has so much more benefits than cardio alone. And so this is what I'm gonna suggest to you. If you are one of these people and you've tried everything, right? You've tried a little bit of weight training here and there, you know, you tried these long bouts of cardio and you've been really inconsistent with it and you haven't been able to quite keep that weight off or lose that weight or even improve performance, you know, even if this isn't about weight loss for you, right? What if this is just about you wanting to perform better and feel better and have better mobility in your joints and in your hips and in your knees and in your back, right? All these things are kind of intertwined. And so this is what I'm going to suggest to you. Let's take a typical person doing 4 days worth of cardio per week. This is what we're going to do. So week one, the worst thing you can do basically is just stop altogether because that's what you've been doing forever. So we want to slowly taper off. This is the best way to go about it because, again, you don't want to send your body a different response because you don't want to shock it that way. It just, your body doesn't respond well to this inconsistency up and down. And so week one, I want you to replace 1 day with weights. So again, you can keep your 3 other days of cardio, just go 1 day, okay? And then for the next 2 to 3 weeks of those 4 days, you're gonna replace 2 of your cardio days now with weights. So again, you can still keep your 1 or 2 days of cardio. I'm not gonna hold that from you. And then weeks 4+, so weeks 4 to 6 or 4 whenever, I want you to replace 3 days of what used to be your cardio days with weights. So see, I'm still gonna give you the 1 day of cardio if you wanna do that for, you know, heart health and things like that. That's fine. And so how we're gonna do it is very strategically. And what you wanna do is you wanna focus on these larger movements. And what I mean when I say larger movements is ones that help build muscle across the entire body. And so when you think of weight training, you wanna think of it as, okay, what is the best bang for my buck? What is the best movement that I can do? So let's take a bicep curl, for instance, right? A bicep curl, if you take your body at 100%, working a little bit of a curl, I mean, your bicep is gonna be what? 2-5%, something like that, 5% of your muscle, let's say, for an arbitrary number, okay? But if you take a squat or a deadlift or a bent over barbell row or dumbbell row, those are those larger movements that I'm talking about. And this is what, when people say multi-joint movements, that's what they're talking about, using less than just this, right? Less than just a bicep curl. So squats and deadlifts, those are gonna be your king and your queen, however you wanna flip it. That will build and burn also the most calories as well, but it will build more muscle across the entire frame of your body, not this bulky muscle, but across the entire frame of your body, because you're using 70 to 80% of your entire mass of your body to lift that weight or to push that weight. And so squats and deadlifts, those are gonna be your king and queen. After that, we're gonna go to either some sort of rowing movement or a pulling movement, right? So that could be a pull-up or, like I mentioned before, a bent over row. That is also another good choice. Following that, you're gonna do what's called a pushing movement. So a pushing movement would be, think of like a bench press or an overhead press with a barbell or dumbbells. And then after those kind of 4 movements, you can, or maybe 3 out of those 4 movements, sometimes you don't wanna do squats and deadlifts on the same day. I mean, that could be, you know, if you're doing that too much, you're just not gonna be able to keep up the frequency with that. So maybe pick one of those larger movements as well. And then after that, you can do all your other auxiliary movements. So by auxiliary, I mean your little bicep curls, your little shoulder raises, things like that that you feel like you need to work on. So you can do that as well. Again, I'm gonna post this in IGTV, so you can go back and look. And then on my podcast as well, I'll extract the audio, put it on the podcast. But I guarantee if you do this for 30 minutes, right? So you used to do 30 minutes of cardio. I'm not asking you to give up any more time, right? No more time. So just do this. And if you do this, you'll start seeing a huge difference, first in the way you feel. And second, you have to trust the process. You will start seeing significant physical changes to your body, especially over time. So if you have not been able to be consistent which most of us won't be with this cardio, 2 to 3 days a week of weight training. That's all I'm asking of you. I guarantee this, you will see magnificent, successful results that you've never seen before doing it.
And that's it for this episode. Make sure you guys listen, tune in to my Instagram Live every Thursday, and I will see you then. Thanks again.